Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Sea Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Right, this week we're helping Allison. Hello, Allison.
Hi.
So who are we putting to the test today?
We're putting my boyfriend, Thomas, to the test.
So why are we putting Thomas to the test?
Well, for a couple reasons. First of all, he started a new job this past summer, and he loves it, and I'm happy for him. But since he started it, it's like all he wants to do is hang out with people from work, and I don't know, I just feel like I'm the second best option now.
Oh, okay. All right, and what's the other reason?
I also noticed when we're together, he's always texting someone, and it's not always the same person. It's almost like he's having side conversations with other people when we're together, and like, he never tells me what they're texting about.
Okay. So these texts, it could be, hey, did you catch that Redskins game? Or it could be, do you want to meet up for a drink later?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's nothing, he doesn't tell me, and it just worries me.
Okay. Well, let's put Thomas to the test here. We're going to offer him some free roses that he can send to anybody he wants, and you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right. And question two, how certain are you that when we offer Thomas these free flowers to send to somebody, he's going to pick you?
Well, he's definitely given me flowers before, but it's been a while, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling for a Thomas, please.
Yeah, this is Thomas.
Good morning, Thomas. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to ask if you've ever heard of our company or what we do. So have you ever heard of floraldesigns.com?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we're a new online flower shop. So basically, the next time you need to send flowers to someone, you don't have to visit a flower shop or pay expensive delivery fees. Instead, you can do it with the touch of a button. And right now, just in time for the holidays, we have a free offer where you can send anyone you want some gorgeous red roses for absolutely free. Is there anybody you know who'd love a bouquet of red roses as a surprise gift?
I guess, but what's the catch, though?
Well, there's no catch. I mean, the idea is that you get to use our service one time for free, and hopefully you're so happy with the results that the next time you need to order flowers, you'll choose us to do it. So basically, it's like a free sample.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Right on. I don't have to sign up for anything?
Nope, nothing. In fact, I'm not even going to ask for any of your information, except for the name of the person that you want us to send these roses to.
Let me think. I guess you can send them to Marissa. And the last name is G-E-N-T.
Okay, Marissa. Okay, and the flowers, they come with a card as well. So what do you want us to print on the card? It can say anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay, put this down. I know this isn't part of our arrangement, but I couldn't help myself.
Okay, and do you want to sign it Love Thomas or just Thomas?
I'll just put the letter T. She'll know who that's from.
I have a question. What is this arrangement all about?
Oh, snap!
What's that?
The arrangement. What does this arrangement involve?
I'm sorry. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Thomas, let me jump in here. This isn't a flower company. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and that voice you just heard belongs to your girlfriend, Allison.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so do you want to explain this arrangement to me, please?
Well, I guess that depends. You want to explain to me what's going on right now? How are you on the phone?
Thomas, this is a segment we do called War of the Roses. What we do is we test boyfriends to see who they would send flowers to while their girlfriends listen.
Yeah, and I definitely heard you say Marissa, not Allison, my girlfriend. So if I was you, I would choose my next words very carefully, okay? What did you mean by arrangement?
Okay, so this is a setup then? That's pretty f***ed up considering that you're the one who messed around first with your little boy toy from college.
That was 5 years ago.
But did you do it though?
That was 5 years ago.
But did you do it?
Who cares? That was totally different because I came to you and told you everything. I was honest with you and we worked through it.
Yeah, but you still did it. And did I try to trick you into feeling like shit just because you messed up? No, I handled that shit maturely, but I guess it's not how you choose to handle stuff, so...
No, this is bullshit because all I asked you is what you meant by this arrangement. You're the one who got all defensive.
I got defensive because you don't trust me. And if anything, I'm the one who shouldn't trust you because you're the cheater. You cheated on me first. No, you cheated on me first. You know you did. I don't care how long ago it was. And now you're going to come to me with this?
Guys, ridiculous.
Guys, let me just cut through all this and get some answers here. Thomas, do you and this Marissa girl have something going on?
You know what? Why don't you ask her if she got something going on with her boss?
Oh, my God. I told you there's nothing going on.
Oh, bullshit. Seeing the way y'all look at each other, I see everybody. No, everybody knows y'all fooling around. Everybody knows you are. No, don't give me that. Don't even give me that. No, that's ridiculous. Don't even give me that. Everybody knows that you and your boss is messing around. No, I don't even want to hear that. I don't want to hear none of that.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.